I'm Maria Dudzak, and I am joined in the studio by Boyd Porter of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and we're here to talk about bears.
Bears and bears in Ketchikan. Good morning.
Good morning. And it is definitely a problem that we have here, and I think anyone certainly who's lived here for a while knows that garbage bears are definitely a challenge.
Well, people are the challenge. We're trying to live around bears, and I guess I look at it as a people problem. That's why we're addressing the people of Ketchikan and trying to make some changes so that we can all live in this community with wildlife around us, and nobody gets hurt, and the bears don't all get killed.
And talk about the bears, just their patterns and, I guess, hibernation. Are they coming out of hibernation yet, or when can we expect them?
Well, the majority of bears, even though this we've had a really warm, mild winter, warm spring, majority of those bears are going to come out the last week of April, first week of May, regardless of the mild weather we're having. So we're just trying to prepare for that emergence. Not that bears come out and they're ravenously starving to death, but they're coming out and they're going to be searching through the community in their home ranges looking for food. And we're trying to set the stage for what's going to happen the next month by how we deal with our garbage and how we deal with attractive food, human foods, this first week or so that they're out, because that's going to set the stage and set the pace for the next month or month and a half.
So basically, if they go into a neighborhood and they're not finding anything, they'll
just move on. And if they're very creative, very smart, and they'll just move back to their normal foods. If we allow them to get into human food, it's just as attractive or more attractive sometimes than things that they find in nature, and they're going to come back repeatedly. And once you establish that, then you've got a much more difficult task to deter them.
I have spoken to you before. Are there specific efforts that you are really going to try now that maybe you haven't done in the past?
There are. I think we're more united right now than we have been. Ketchikan Police Department, the Alaska State Troopers, myself, the landfill folks, we're all going to work together. We're going to help you if you need help securing things. We're going to have some displays out at Walmart and out at the mall so that you can see how to put a ratchet strap on these green cans we have in town and secure them. If you need more help than that, we have some ideas with electric fences, with fencing structure. We're going to give you one warning after that, and we'll keep track of that warning. If you fail to secure your garbage after that, unfortunately, you will get a $200 fine. There's an ordinance in place that makes it your responsibility to secure the garbage, secure your human foods, so that the bears can't get access to it.
And has that been enforced in the past? Because I know I've been in neighborhoods that there's trash everywhere.
Right. And unfortunately, it's usually not trash in the yard where it comes from, Maria. It usually comes from two neighbors down, and it disappears. If your garbage is disappearing from your porch or your doorstep, it's a problem. It's someone else's problem. We're making efforts now to go to those areas where bears are caching it. You know, they're carrying it away. And we'll find some evidence, some way to track you down. And so if your stuff is disappearing, please secure it. Make sure that it's not going out and being consumed by bears.
And I can say in my neighborhood, there is a bear problem, and definitely there are bags dragged from somewhere.
Yep.
So that's why
we're really making a media blitz and trying to educate people. Now is the time to make those changes.
What are the most attractive? I know people aren't supposed to put their trash out until trash day.
Right.
What are the things, though, that really attract the bears that really make sure you don't put those out?
Just things that smell good. Your barbecues or some to put away right away, clean them up. You know, make an extra effort to secure those. bird feeders are a really big one. They not only attract bears, but where they attract them to, up onto your porch, is the worst place that you want them. And then if you start to get them used to coming up to that bird feeder, if you wait too long, then they're going to start looking for other things, and they may go through a shed or something else to get to the next source of food in that same location.
And a lot of people have bird feeders out. Is there a time that they shouldn't? Because they're obviously trying to attract birds to their home so they can view them.
No, and I realize that's a great thing to be able to watch birds and watch squirrels coming to those feeders. But if you're attracting bears, you're actually breaking the law, and you will be cited for not securing those foods, those attractants.
So are you to take down your feeders for a certain period of time and then put them back, or...?
Well, all summer, starting now, they should be down. There should be no food, no suet, no attractants in those feeders, and then the bears won't even look at them.
Are there particular neighborhoods, I guess, that you've identified that you know are especially problematic?
Yeah. I mean, we've got we've already trained some bears in the Carlin area, in the Forest Park area. So those, you know, people living in those areas should make an extra effort to secure things right now. We're a couple of weeks out, but as soon as those bears come out, we're going to establish that pattern again.
You mentioned you're going to have displays at Walmart and the mall. When will those be up?
Within a week, we'll have some cans out there so you can see the proper attachment with a ratchet strap. That doesn't make a bear-proof can. If you've got food oil, you know, cooking oil or really aromatic, smelly things, sweet things that you've thrown away, you're not going to keep a bear from going through the can no matter what you do. If you've got some of those food items, you should put them in a Ziploc bag and freeze them until your pickup day. And don't expect that can's going to protect those kinds of things. You're also going to attract birds, ravens, and dogs.
And I can say my neighbor did use ratchet straps, strapped and secured his cans to the railing, but the bears would get in there.
Well, and again, if you've already established that feeding station, you've already established that this is a great place to come get food, and you put things in there that are real smelly, very sweet smelling things, you are going to have that bear try to figure out a way to get into it.
Are there things you can do to make it smell unappealing? I know some people say they put ammonia or something, spray the top of the can with ammonia or things
like
that.
You know, hot sauce, you can put ammonia and you can put it into some sort of absorbent on top of the can. You can make sure that the can is cleaned out and wiped clean, and then pour just a little bit of Clorox inside the thing. That would help. Any of those little things will certainly help.
What should someone do if they encounter a bear? I mean, their bears are going to be out and about. I mean, we're talking about the need to secure your garbage, but if you're out and you're seeing bears, should you report them? Should you do something? Or
not if a bear is just moving through town or moving through your yard. That's not something that's important to report. What's important to report is if you've got a neighbor who's unwilling to secure trash. You know, talk to your neighbors. Talk to the people around you. We've got new people coming into town. We've got people that may not be aware of the situation that's upcoming in the next week and a half, 2 weeks. If they're unwilling to make those changes, then we want to know about it. That's reportable. We'd want to know. We'll keep a list of those people. We'll contact them, and then they'll be cited.
Okay, and this is an opportunity to call in if you have maybe some hints or tips. Give us a call, 225-9655-1-800-557-5723. Or if you have any questions about bears, bear behavior, something that maybe you're concerned about in your particular neighborhood. So, being in their they're coming out now. So they're in hibernation. They're coming out of hibernation. Mm-hmm. Are there some that hibernate actually in town? So they're right there. Or are they up in the woods?
Where? Close to town. You know, a female bear's home range is 3 to 5 square miles. So we've certainly got bears that are in their dens close to town and close to the burrow for sure.
And is there any concern with that, or they're just that's their normal cycle?
No, that's normal. I mean, there's no way you're going to eliminate bears in a perimeter around town. I know we've had people come in and say, why can't we just put up a fence and keep all bears out of town? You're not going to be able to do it. If you started killing bears, every bear that came to town, you'd have a pile of dead bears in no time. There was in the early 2000s between Ketchikan police, troopers, ourselves, and residents, we killed 15 black bears in 1 year. It's ridiculous. And you're chasing your tail the whole summer. You can't even do it.
And I understand you can't really relocate them. People think, oh, well, just take them somewhere else.
No, take them to another nice place to live. Over 80% of the bears that we relocated from town during the dump closure returned to town and were either killed or injured.
Well, and it sounds as though maybe the number has gone down. Is it improving the situation?
I think we've made some great improvements, and these green cans that are in town are a very good improvement. A lot of the apartment buildings and condos have taken steps to build fence around their cans and around their dumpsters. So I think we've made great strides, and we're trying to use that momentum this year and try to make some really good improvements and reduce the number of bears that we kill and that people encounter around town.
You mentioned the green cans and the ability to strap them. There are those other cans, I guess, that are the older ones. I'm not sure. Are they equally easy to strap down? There's different styles of trash cans out there.
Yeah, I think both of those you can, if you put a ratchet strap over the top of it, not a bungee cord, not a stretchy cord, but a ratchet strap, you can make that bear resistant, not bear proof.
And I guess how do you get it around the can? You strap it to one part of it and...
You hook it in two places and then ratchet it down so it's really tightened down. And so you would reduce the chance that a bear is just going to open it up or push it over.
And should you be, say, double ratcheting? Or is one ratchet strap usually
sufficient? Usually
one's
fine. And remember, we don't want to make it too complicated for the guy who has to come and pick the can up and dump it. And those guys don't mind. They'd rather do that than to try to deal with your trash scattered all over the place. And that's the other thing people should think about is to make those slight modifications, it's much easier, much better, I would think, than to chase your garbage all over the neighborhood and have to clean it up every other day after you've got a mess in your yard.
So are you working to educate? I know you're working to educate people who are here and in the know,
yep.
But there are the people who just come in for the summer. Yep. Are there efforts to try to target some of those people who aren't aware?
Yeah, I mean, this kind of interaction with the public, you know, we don't mind if you call in and ask us, you know, here's my situation. Do you have any suggestions? We're up for that. We'd rather do that than have people call and say, boy, I've had a bear problem for 2 weeks and now you need to come kill it.
So as soon as you have the problem, report it to
or,
a lot of people.
Yeah, as soon as you have it or your neighbor has it. You know, it's a chance for people to talk to their neighbors and see what they're doing. It's really a community effort.
I just lost my train of thought. I apologize. So is there anything else that you wanted to let folks know about with regards to the bear problem or anything else about just wildlife in general?
No, I'd like to thank the people that have made the changes up to this point, and then we look forward to making some new strides this summer and try to make this a bear-resistant community.
Okay, and I know you do have information at your office about...
We do, yep.
...things. So that is available, door hangers?
Yep, we got door hangers to remind people, you know, it's... if you need help with a specific problem and you cannot stop the bears, then we want to know about that.
Okay, well, good luck. Hope that we have a better success this
no,
summer.
No, I look forward to a better summer.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, wait, we have a question, I think. And my apologies, I think we have it fixed. Heather, can you hear us?
Yeah, did you hear my question?
No, not at all. So go ahead again.
So I live in the Carlana area, and last year there was a huge problem up here. The neighbor between us and the street, that was actually on the street, garbage was getting tossed by the bear frequently, and the bear would drag it through the neighbor's yard into our backyard, because our yard is fairly secluded, so it was a great place for the bear. And I turned the garbage neighbor into Lenny up at the dump. And I was wondering, and I believe at some point the guy got cited, but the problem didn't go away. I mean, he really didn't learn his lesson very well. And I was just wondering, who should we be reporting? Who should we be reporting garbage bears to? Or you know, if we know where the garbage is coming from, who should we tell?
Okay, great. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
Yeah, either Lenny at the landfill or the Ketchikan Police Department. And there will be someone respond and will identify where the garbage is coming from. You know, if that continued after they were cited, then the fine escalates. So I don't think that would happen this summer.
And what about the situation that she has there where it's someone else's garbage, but it's getting dragged into your yard? It might appear that you're the one who's creating the problem.
Right, but that's pretty common, that the garbage strung through your yard or near your yard is not your did not originate at your house. So there are ways that we can identify where it came from.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay, and Heather, are you still there?
Yes.
Did you have any other questions?
Yes. Do you want us to save evidence like addresses or take photos with our phones of what there is? Because it was real obvious it was coming from this particular house, but I just wondered what you needed for evidence for that.
Sure. No, something like that, a phone picture that we could use to track that down would be excellent.
Okay, thanks, Heather. Anything else? Okay, I think she went off there. That was an excellent question. Yeah, good to know. And again, the bears are coming out in the next week or two, so be ready and start securing things now. Plan ahead, I would imagine. Go purchase the straps and anything else you need.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Anything else you wanted to add, Boyd?
No, thanks a lot for the help.
Okay, thank you very much. Again, Boyd Porter from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.